Hey guys, today we're going to talk about ways of how to make your boss hate you. Now, you see your colleagues always getting a promotion, a bonus, and then what do you call them? A teacher's pet? You always get told off by your boss or picked on your performance. You never reach your work on time or complete deadlines on time, you know, because you're just there to pay the bills, right? You think you deserve so much better because, come on, it's you. Like, and your boss still hates you? Haven't they seen your qualifications? Do they not know who you are? If your boss doesn't see your efforts, then add these on to make them notice you even more or even better. Get them to hate you and hopefully dismiss you. Right, number one, always arrive late. The later the better. Number two, always talk behind your boss's back. Make funny jokes about the way they do things. Even better, imitate them. You'll be the joker of the office. Number three, let your work slide. Don't go overboard in the research of your job. I mean, like, who cares about that stuff anyway? You're still going to get paid. Anyway, don't ever complete your deadlines. Make sure, always make sure it's a day late. Number five, arriving to meetings late. You know, you have to arrive, meet to meetings late. Come on, you're a VIP, just walk in. You need to see your entrance. Number six, complain about your job daily because clearly it doesn't deserve any appreciation, even if it is paying your bills. Number seven, spend all night partying and coming into work dazed and, you know, just going around asking for some aspirin and, you know, and just all picking yourself up with the coffee in the office, you know, free coffee, don't you? Number eight, never do anything extra on your role. Like, always do one bit less, okay? You know, just, you know, not even keep it balanced, just go one bit less. Number nine, don't work in a team. You're a warrior, man. Come on, you do things on your own. And number 10, call in sick and make use of all your free sickness allowance. Come on, I think lots of offices get that and workplaces, and you know what, just make use of it. And number 11 is rinse and repeat. You know, come on, bosses are there to be hated on anyway, right? And to be hated back. So why waste that wonderful energy of yours in making your life a better place? You rule the world, not them. I mean, just because they have worked hard to create these big companies and get to where they are, they don't deserve you. Actually, they are really lucky that you're even there to be giving up your time to them. Like, do they not know how valuable your time is? You get up to leave for work and show up your lovely face. If that isn't enough for them to appreciate you and give you a pay rise or a promotion, then what is?